Because wait, first off, you're making me feel, is this okay that we're doing this, that we're taking the break?
Yeah, I think.
I just want to make sure.
No, we're cool. We're cool.
All right.
Yeah, it's just we have no setup today.
I know.
We're not doing the camera. We're not doing the loop. There's not even going to be an intro.
So right.
This is just, look, we are scrambling for time.
Uh-huh.
And the window closed yesterday.
Yeah.
Now it's Tuesday. We should have, and this is on me, we should have recorded episode Sunday or Monday.
Both of us.
No. I'm willing to take full responsibility for this one and say I could have made the time to record an episode on Sunday or Monday, but I didn't.
You didn't.
I didn't because I was busy.
Of course.
And now you're going on a trip?
I'm taking a trip. I'm taking a month-long hiatus siesta, little traveling man, little Matthew McConaughey, little Jack Kerouac
yep.
on the road. Man in the van. I'm keeping this podcast honest, folks. I'm going to get in the van. I'm going to find some new music because it's fall. It's music hunting season.
It is, dude. I've got... I'm not going to play.
We got some... Dude, I have already found so much new music
really?
In the month of October. My God.
I've got so much new music to show. By the way, folks, we're taking a break. We are taking a break. Yeah, we're taking like a month off.
I don't know if that was clear, but we're taking a hiatus.
We're taking a...
I like how we got into it,
though. Yeah, we're taking like a month and a half off. Michael's going on a trip. I was supposed to be doing all kinds of trips. I canceled them because
I'm
tired.
He's tired. He's got to stay home for a little bit.
I need to sleep so bad. Dude,
he's got to be a healthy boy.
My dad last night looked at me. He was like, you look horrible. And I was like, oh.
Oh.
I do because I'm tired.
But your parents are safe.
They're fine.
This is a big one.
Yep, my parents are fine.
Just so everybody knows, they are on Long Island and they are
nagging. It is.
The Jews are safe and they are nagging.
They are.
It's good to see them back to them old cells. They're okay.
Yep, they're fine. But yeah, my dad was like, you look like you haven't slept in 3 days. I was like, well, it's been a week. It's been more than 3 days. But are you playing music right now?
I mean,
we can't hear it.
Oh.
We don't have this was.
Oh, God, we don't even have headphones plugged in.
We got nothing plugged in.
Oh, Lord in heaven.
This was just to let everybody know we're taking a break.
Okay, I got excited about the two. I've been on a music tear. You too?
Yeah, dude, I've got all kinds of new
shit.
When
we come back, we've got a lot.
Yeah, we're coming back, but I'm busy. Michael's busy. I don't know.
We've been doing this consistently for a year and a half.
More than that.
Yeah.
I think.
So it's good. It's good to take a little break. It's the end of the first season.
It's the end of the first season.
Super long first season. Mm-hmm. We ran it like a goddamn soap opera.
That's true. I am just.
Monday Night Raw.
And hell, we can recap some favorite memories. Maybe there was the time that we had did we talk about having a wrestling ring full of people once?
We talked about me in a ring if we ever got to a certain number of patrons.
So this is why we're taking a break. We did not get... By the way, if you're a Patreon member, it's been paused.
Don't sweat.
You're not paying us any more money.
You're not getting charged.
But, you know, maybe if we got more Patreon members, we would still be doing this if it was a viable source of income and not just some way to get...
Don't get mad at them. Don't get mad at them because
right.
we're lazy as shit.
Well, I'm lazy as shit. It's okay.
I'm lazy.
It's okay. You know what? There was a point where I was like, you know what, dude? If I just do the album, if I do the podcast, if I do my little clips, it'll all come together. And it has not.
Well, things take time also.
Sure.
You got to be, you know.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
I'm just thinking in terms of the clips.
I'm so embarrassed every day to be posting those fucking
really?
Clips. Yeah, dude. It's the most shameful thing in the world.
Some good clips.
No, they're not. They're all old. Dude, I got fucking read the riot act this weekend about my stand-up in
a way
that I fucking needed to hear.
What was some of the stuff that was said?
Do
you want to talk about it?
Not the whole situation, but mm-hmm. I will say that someone that knows me very well brought up some shit where I was like, I'm just not thrilled with my material, with the, you know, this whatever. And they were just like, yeah. You're not drunk anymore. You're not the highest man in the room anymore. And that's all you talk about. Of course, you're not liking it. It's not you. And I was like, oh, fuck.
This is why I'm excited. I think this season is a season of artistic, you know?
That's the thing, dude.
Combing the old soul, finding some new things,
uh-huh.
letting go of what doesn't serve us any longer, finding the new things that do.
Uh-huh. I mean, I'm
man, I could only say things I mean in the next.
I, pff, Another thing that we've been told.
Something we should work on.
We should definitely work on. The same person that told me about my stand-up said, yeah, y'all two talk in a southern accent when you're being even the slightest bit vulnerable with each other.
It's true.
Just the second there's any amount of honesty, it's like, well, can't look too serious.
Oh, hell. There I go, admitting my fear of my own death again.
Dude, yeah, as soon as I talk about mortality, I pull out a cowboy hat. I put spurs on the sneakers, scared. And I am terrified.
We're going to split off. We're going to take some time.
Do you know how long you'll be gone for?
I imagine a few weeks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So do you want to say what you're doing?
I'm getting in a van. I'm going to pick up Terrence Hartnett's van.
Former guest, friend of the pod.
Super duper friend of the pod, fellow van enthusiast. He had to abandon his van in Moab, Utah because the transmission busted, but he got it repaired. It's chilling in Moab. He's selling it. I said, I'll go get the goddamn van. The van's got to stay in the family.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to get that. And then in the meantime, drive around, see some stuff, which I don't have totally planned yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
I don't think you should plan it.
No, but I think I'm going to veer towards national parks. Seeing stuff I haven't seen.
Yeah.
Maybe make a trip to some cities and see some friends or family. But really letting myself be in the wind for a little bit. That's, just trying to see something new every day.
I'm so jealous. The national parks seem like such a fun time.
Yeah. And that's the thing that me and Terrence were talking about today. I was like, yeah, I need to plan more to just see nature and be out there. Because it really does. When I did this with the Corolla with the tent, it's just not the same. It's nowhere near the same. It's so much harder.
Well, you've got you have to be. Is there a bed already in the van?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck.
So you can sort of stay anywhere.
Yeah. That'll be amazing. I'm so jealous. That's what I'm hoping to do next year. I want to do a big old run around.
Yeah.
Why did I bring this up? I had something.
Why? We were just talking about why.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Right. Shit, dude. It's going to be amazing.
I hope so. I'm trying not to put too much pressure on it. I'm definitely nervous
about
it.
You don't have to put pressure on it. There's nothing to be nervous about. You got no plan. Who cares?
Well, there's always, you know, you have some expectation.
Yeah, but you know what?
Whenever you're taking on a trip, you're definitely being like, I'm going to go solve something.
Yeah, of course you are. But here's what you don't have to be afraid of is you've got a place to go back to.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like you're going out. You're coming back.
That's true.
You know, that's the entire
time. And it's a journey back.
It's a journey back.
It's a journey back. You don't just get to fly on back.
No,
you gotta make your own way.
What are you gonna do with the Corolla?
I thought.
Oh, I mean, like when you come back. Oh,
I guess I'm gonna be parking two cars until I figure it out.
Oh boy. Did you just want to drive from Moab to New York?
Yeah, kind of.
You could have just rented a car, dude.
I know. I fucked up.
You bought a van.
I didn't think it all the way through.
Dude, this is, you know, it's so funny to see you with disposable income for the first time, because ever since I've known you, it's always, I can't spend money here, I can't spend money here, because I've got to spend money here. Now it's like, yeah, I'll buy a van. Do I have any plan with it? No. Do I have a car? Of course I do. Do any of my friends? No. Now I have two. What are you going to do when you go back to Vancouver?
I am going to figure it out. If I have to, I'll probably take one to my parents' house, park it there.
Do you have any news on that?
No, no news, but the SAG the producers are meeting again today, so maybe they're working
on
something. Yeah.
Shit, dude.
The producers asked them back to the table after 2 weeks of nothing.
Mm. Well, that's exciting.
Is interesting.
I saw your Fireball ad today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where?
You're going to hate this. It was a YouTube ad during a Phish concert.
No, I love it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm glad.
Dude, are you going to come to Phish this year?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. Last year was scary.
Last year was scary, but I've got such a
good reason to go back.
Yep. You want to talk about facing fears, brother? My fears 8 times this year already. And
that's how you're selling Phish.
That's right. Yeah, dude. I faced my fears 8 times already, and it did not work the way I wanted.
Well, dude, I'll be in this van. Maybe I should spiritually correct thing seems like going to see a Phish concert out of this van at some point.
Well, we could drive to Mexico.
What is it like driving to Mexico, you think?
It's very confusing to me because the idea of driving through Mexico seems completely different than flying.
Yeah.
Driving through Mexico seems, I can't tell if it's...
It seems like something your parents would be like, don't do it. Oh my God.
But you know what, dude?
But then you're like, I think it's okay.
I think so. There's no middle ground, I feel like. It's either the scariest thing in the world driving across the border or, yeah, come on through.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like driving around Mexico, people would want you to believe it's just... Oh, you're going to get kidnapped. But you're getting kidnapped by the cartels.
Yeah, dude.
I'm like, are you?
Well, that's what makes Mexico so interesting.
I know, which also is one of the things I'm playing with where I'm like, should I do that? Should I just go see for myself? Why not? Bring the passport.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why not.
I don't see why not either.
How far is Moab from Mexico?
Buddy, it's closer than New York to Mexico.
It is, dude, the dichotomy. It's
definitely a big old head start on driving to Mexico.
The dichotomy of Mexico is so funny. It is, you're going to get kidnapped or here's an all-inclusive resort.
Yeah.
Where if you pay a bartender, they'll blow you or some shit. But it's like, otherwise.
No, I want to see like Mexico City and because apparently it's
I want to go to Mexico City really fucking badly.
But it is one of those things. I should... Trying to make contact with somebody that lives there or like a friend of a friend?
We've got a friend. We have a mutual friend that just spent a lot of time there. Jordan Ashley.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she just did an artist residency there.
No shit.
Yeah, she would be a very good person to talk to about Mexico City.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do that.
Also, if we're just riffing and rambling today, quick shout out, plug, Jordan Ashley.
Great photographer. Great photographer. Always been the kindest and sweetest to us.
She's very talented. She took the pictures from my album recording, and she's the best.
Yeah.
But you should hit her up for Mexico City.
I will. That's a great idea.
I'm sure
Thank
she
you.
Knows. Hell, you know what, dude? You could probably get, like, cool, well, not drugs, but you could do, like... cool medical shit. Are there any like weird? I feel like you've probably
I thought about
got,
that too. That's yeah. another thing. You're like, you go to Mexico, it's like, you know, you could just get just
whatever surgery you want, dude.
Yeah.
No, fuck meds.
They'll make
dude.
You taller.
They could. I think.
Definitely something to
Is there any
look
surgery
into.
That you're interested in?
I haven't thought about it.
Really?
I got to think about it.
Hair for me, for sure. My hair is out of control, dude.
Oh, the plugs.
I need plugs. Dude, I was at...
You tried the stuff that McConaughey said he used?
No.
Hey, look it up. He's pretty vocal about it, and his hair is still there.
He looks great always, but, dude...
His hair was thinning.
I saw my copy of Green Lights this weekend, and I seriously thought about, like, do I just grab it? And I didn't. But
Yeah, you ready for a green light? You got to... Come on, man. Nope. That's a symbol. You get a chance to grab it again, you fucking grab
it. We'll see what happens.
You grab it.
Okay. But I was at...
That's going to change the whole trajectory, brother.
That copy has been quite a few places.
That's what I love to hear.
But I was at Walgreens by your apartment a few months ago.
Uh-huh.
You know the one right by you, right?
Is it yes.
Plain Reed, whatever?
Yes.
I was meeting up with Ethan to give him the keys or something. Mm-hmm. And it was Ethan and Rufat. And the three of us started talking about getting hair plugs in Turkey.
Uh-huh.
And this guy... Kind of out of nowhere, while we're all in line waiting to check out, this guy's like, you guys trying to go to Turkey to get hair plugs? And we're kind of like, well, we're talking about it. And then he takes his hat off. He's like, yeah, I did that a few years ago. And it looked like shit.
Yeah,
it looked horrible. And all three of us are like, no one fucking asked your opinion, dude.
Bro,
like,
that's so funny. Have you ever seen the commercial for Keeps? Where it's like,
is that like
a guy with a hat.
Yeah.
He's got a beard. He's not like a particularly attractive person. He's sort of got like a circular little goofy face.
Yeah.
And then he's talking it up. He's like, and that's why I got Keeps. And it made all the difference. And then he takes his hat off and it's just like, oh, that's not that good. I can't believe they used this ad. This is insane.
Dude, all of those companies have taken such a gamble and it has paid off. Men are truly fucking idiots. There's no reason that the same company that makes my boner pills should be doing my hair implants.
Dude,
there's doing my fucking mental health.
Dude, it's so funny.
It's crazy.
Because the Hims commercial is your dick's broken, your hair's falling out.
And you're sad.
Yeah, and the Hers commercial is like... Do you feel like you're having a psychotic break?
Yeah.
It's like they're peddling Prozac.
It's crazy. I tweeted something about it. Like, just you can fix anything if you're a dude with Hims. Like, are you in tax debt? Don't worry. Hims, dude.
Hims.
Your boner's broken. Hims. You fucking, you know, you cheated on your wife and she left you for your uncle. Hims.
And then for the women, it's like, are you suffering from mania?
Yeah. Are you
look no further than her? It's right, just like a right. lady lounging in her sheets.
It is truly every time they show those commercials, hers is someone in a blanket. Hims is a man on the verge of suicide. It's I can't handle my life anymore.
No, it's a guy who's like in bed with a girl and she's like, and he's like, oh no.
Dude, I love watching the ads that are and where they're catered to. Mm-hmm. Have you ever watched like Fox News late at night?
No.
It's
is it the water, the holy water that you no. can buy?
It is almost
I got the magic water and I now wish. My debt's gone.
No, I haven't seen that.
That shit's crazy.
There is almost exclusively ads for medication for Peyronie's disease.
What's Peyronie's disease?
That's when your dick is bent in a weird way. So the entire late night ad cycle is just, do you have Peyronie's disease? And it's just a bunch of broken carrots or whatever. And I've never seen that ad anywhere else except for 2 a.m. watching like Tucker Carlson reruns.
Absolutely.
And it really makes me wonder, like, who's buying these?
Well, it just makes me, their market research is crazy where they're just like, listen, I don't know what it is, but.
But everybody with a bent dick is currently watching Tucker Carlson. And we have to get their money. What a wonderful world we live in.
That's right. Well, we're going to go explore some more of it. Max, I love you.
I love you. And we're coming back.
We're coming back. Enjoy the break.
If you've got any tunes to send us, we'd love to. Yeah. So this is how this is going to work.
We're going to surplus up on tunes.
So this is why we didn't really explain this, I think, because this is the second time we're trying to record this.
Yeah.
Long story short, gross mismanagement of time. We both thought we were going to have a lot more time to backlog some of these episodes. And, you know, we just didn't.
Yeah.
A couple things happened. You know, a war broke out. That's what we're going to do. We're going to blame this on Israel.
Sure.
Israel fucked this podcast. And if you have fucking beef, take it up with the big man BB, okay? No, but for real, we didn't backlog enough of these before we were both supposed to be traveling.
Yeah, so we're just gonna take a knee for a little bit.
Yeah, but we'll be back. And in the meantime, get in the Discord. We still want to see your muscles always.
Always.
For real, if you send us some songs, we are going to start backlogging these so this doesn't happen again.
Yep.
And we want to hear your shit. So send it to us. If you want a t-shirt, they're $20. Don't have to be a Patreon member. 25 with shipping. Fuck. I mean, hell, if you want to throw us an extra, bless you. If you want to throw us an extra, bless you. Yep. Throw us an extra 10, 15, whatever you want. I don't, you know, for no reason other than it would be a nice thing to do.
Yeah, kiss, kiss on a coo-poo.
Yep. And hell, if you send more money, I'll send you random shit in my apartment. I'm down to do that. I tell you what, $25, you'll get a t-shirt. If you send $30, I'll send you something random I find in my home. Could be anything. Maybe you get an old set list. Maybe you get a CD that doesn't work. Maybe you get a zip drive. Like a busted
pair of AirPods.
Hey, well, nope, that's at your place.
My bedside table still.
Why don't you just... it's not even about the money anymore. You bought a van. I was going to say, I gave those to you.
I bought a very small, cheap van.
Okay, but I gave you these headphones because I was like, you can get a serious discount if you swap these out.
I know, but you weren't even sure about it.
I'm positive about it.
Oh.
I'm 110% sure if you make a Genius Bar appointment and say, these don't work.
Brother.
They will replace them for you right there for about half the cost of a new pair.
I don't trust AirPods.
Which is nuts because you've even said to me, I know they don't cause cancer.
We'll cut it to right there. Okay, AirPods.
Yeah. Anyways, you should get them for this trip. Like for real, they'll change.
But if I don't, Max might send them to you if you send them $30.
Yeah, sure. $30, you might get AirPods. I mean, the value on this is crazy. I might send you some toenails for my cats that fell out.
Ooh.
Claws. You know, maybe I'll send you a couple of those.
Send you some claws a necklace.
Nope. You can make a necklace with it. That's fine.
That's
but
true. That's up
I'll
to you.
I'll give you claws. What else do I have? I'll give you my Vax card. This has been on a cork board for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I guess people aren't really asking anymore.
No, so you can have mine. I don't care. My medical information's out there. I mean, honestly, If you zoom in on any of the YouTube videos, you can get my vax card information. That's it's been right point. Above been my head the for time. The whole time. Here's a thing that an ex girlfriend of mine wrote about a day that didn't suck in 2020. Maybe Ooh. I'll send you that.
Double X.
Yep. That was the one who disappeared.
Oh. What happened to her?
Good question, Michael.
Oh, okay.
She lived around the corner and then she didn't. And
it almost sounds like you had something to do with it.
No, she went to Phoenix and boy, I thought she was coming back.
Another lady that ran to the Southwest.
Who was the other?
Me.
Oh, you? Yeah, dude, I don't know what it is about the Southwest just pulling my romantic relationships away from me, brother. Utah. She does go to Utah a lot, I think. She's now the social media manager for the Phoenix Suns. I'm very happy for her.
Really?
She's very nice.
Oh, you know where she is? She's doing great.
Oh, she's doing great and she's very nice. It's just, she disappeared for like 3 months. She didn't disappear. She just went to Phoenix.
Yeah.
To live with her family for a bit during the pandemic. It made a lot of sense. But we FaceTimed every day and... we really didn't know each other.
It was classic disappearance.
Well, it felt like a kidnapping at first. And then she FaceTimed me. She's like, I don't know why you're telling all your friends that I was kidnapped. I wasn't. I wasn't telling anybody that.
Thank you.
I'm Jesus so Christ. Deep in this riff. Here's the reality.
I liked where it went. It was like it started, she disappeared. Then no, it's like I talked to her all the time and she works for the Phoenix Suns. I was like, oh great. So like the opposite of a disappearance. And then you were like, well, I was telling everybody she got kidnapped. And I was like, no, don't start again.
Yeah. So maybe you'll get that letter she wrote me. She's a nice girl. If you want.
Oh my God.
She's nice. She's very nice.
Of course she is.
We had a very amicable split.
Yes.
What other shit? You know, just send us some money. I know we're giving you absolutely no content right now, but you get a t-shirt. You get a t-shirt and maybe a sock that I can't find the other sock to. That could be fun.
Max, I'll give you money. Stop this.
I don't need the money. It's not about the money. It's $5 here and there. It's not. I mean, the $20 covers the cost. I mean, I'm making $0 on this. $20 covers the cost of the t-shirt, $5 for the shipping. Honestly, I'm making maybe 75 cents after all is said and done on the t-shirt. That $5, I mean, that's probably more shipping because the more stuff to ship. It's no money. This is for passion, dude. This is for the love,
of the game.
I just want to mail shit to. I've got 500 DVDs. If somebody missed you. Actually, that'll make it way easier. Because if I'm shipping DVDs, I can market it as media mail.
Yeah.
That's $7 to ship the whole thing as opposed to $10 to ship just the t-shirt. So for $30, you're going to get a t-shirt and a DVD.
Sick.
That's a steal, dude. A lot of these are Criterion DVDs. I got a whole fucking closet of DVDs
that he's trying to move.
You might get my own private Idaho with the scripts. That's a $40 DVD. You could get it for $5 if you buy a t-shirt.
That's right, folks. So get on the Patreon.
There's no Patreon right now, but there are t-shirts available.
But you got to send the money through the Patreon.
Nope. Venmo or PayPal would be ideal.
Okay, PayPal.
Just send us a DM.
Just to be clear.
DM. I mean, and you know what, dude? Maybe this will be a good time. Maybe I'll learn how to make clips.
I love that.
Maybe I'll go through, look at all the old episodes, and just start releasing clips. And maybe while we're on break, this will pop off.
Maybe. I love this.
So here's what this is our call to action. While we're taking a break, tell all of your friends about this great podcast you like that you can't listen to new episodes of at the moment, but they're coming in a month or two or however long it is it takes you to get back from Mexico or Moab or shit. I have a feeling you're going to ditch this van somewhere and you're going to fly back and you're just going to say, we don't talk about that anymore.
That is a fear. That's a fear for sure.
No, I mean,
or I biff it.
I really think you'll get it back. And then I think you'll realize how stressful it's going to be parking two cars.
That's maybe the ideal. We'll see.
It's doable.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Anyway, gang.
Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you for listening.
We'll see you in a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to plug?
No, I have no shows upcoming. Also, a reason I'm doing this. What's the... Oh, my God.
Oh, you're trying to do the
I can't do it. You whistle out of the side of your mouth.
It's because I can't whistle.
Dude, watching you whistle is kind of adorable. Your lips are trapped.
It's hard.
You're making the wrong shape. No.
I can do this one. The nope. Do you get a sound when you inhale too?